The live Voices of Montana statewide radio program. Find us on Facebook and subscribe for the podcast wherever you get your audio on demand. I'm Tom Schultz, host of the program. Thanks for joining us, and please feel free to contact me at studio@voicesofmontana.com.
Love our civic organizations across the state of Montana. This one, really almost like none other. Education, veterans, community projects, and you throw in a not so little and not so new, the 119th Summer Convention. You're going to have a little fun along the way, too. Hundreds of the 5,000 Montana Elk members gathering here today at the Bighorn Resort to get their business going about helping our communities across the state of Montana. Yes, we are live at the Montana State Elks Association Summer Convention today on Voices.
It's time for the fastest hour in radio from Montana for Montana, Voices of Montana with Tom Schultz. Call in today at 866-627-5483 or text a comment or question to 781-627-5483. Now, taking a staycation at the Bighorn Resort and Hotel, it's Tom Schultz.
I haven't jumped into the reef yet. I haven't visited the water park. I wonder if Keith has. Welcome here to Bighorn and this 119th Summer Convention. Let me tell you who's up here a bit later on. Shelly Stay, she's the president of Deer Lodge, Elks Lodge. She'll come in, kind of get us up to date on what's going on there. Glenn Christensen, Neil Swift, they're from Great Falls, KQDI country. We'll talk with them. I think that's where Ellison Graham comes from. She's the 8-9-year-old category national hoop champion. That's a lot of fun. State Veterans Affairs Chairwoman Warren Wall will be alongside, as well as State Major Project Chairwoman Laurel Lee Curran, also from Deer Lodge. But from just down the road, Keith Mills is with us, and he is the national president here today on Voices of Montana. Keith, how you doing?
Fantastic. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, I appreciate you being here. Just reading your bio, you're kind of a small town guy, kind of a farm guy, aren't you?
I am. Grew up in rural Idaho. Out on a farm, pretty much, what do they call that? Jack of all trades, master of none.
Yeah. So. We get that a lot. That's who we are in Montana, too. I see, there it is. Out there, I'm looking at this U-Haul, and it says, "We are the Elks." Who are the Elks?
Well, the Elks, obviously, is a national service organization, fraternal order. Our biggest missions in life is to help out veterans and youth activities across the nation, as well as try to provide opportunities within the communities that the Elks Lodges live in and work in to help do civil-minded projects to help the communities out.
So what kind of people are the Elks members?
Well, you just got to be 21 years old. You sponsor into an Elks Lodge. You have to have a sponsor. And pretty much civic-minded, giving back to the communities. A lot of myself, I actually grew up in the Elks organization, so a lot of the programs that we had back then, I partaked in as a youth. My father was big in the organization and kind of got hooked. I was one of the original hoop shoot kids, actually.
I was going to say, you look big and kind of athletic. You were probably a hoop shooter, huh?
I was. Wasn't that successful, but, I tried.
Yeah.
In fact, I think I made more baskets as a state president than I did as a participant. But, it's just, this is truly one of those organizations where you're going to get out more than what you put in. And just the going across, and I'm looking forward to this year, we travel the nation, my wife and I, Amy, and just seeing what the local communities and the local states do is just fantastic. I'm looking forward to that journey.
I'm with you there, too. I love people helping people, doing the right things for the right reasons. I see that an awful lot in your organization. Talk about the history. I know you're actually newly elected, right?
Yes, last week.
Yeah. Congratulations on that, by
Thank
the way.
You.
How does that feel as an honor?
You know, I guess it's a little surreal still. Been in the organization for over 30 years, and we've been attending the national conventions and local conventions, and I've been a visitor here in Montana 4 or 5 times and served as a national officer, and you just kind of move up the ranks and you keep doing your jobs that you're asked to do. And And then they ask you to run for this prestigious office. And so we just got elected. It still hasn't sunken in yet. And, of course, my first visit is to Montana, which I'm comfortable with.
Yeah.
Everybody here we've known for a long time. So it's still starting to sink in a little bit. But like I always said, my wife got elected. I just wear the badge. So
that's a good one.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so then that's we go from there to this history. You look at the number on this program.
Oh, sure.
And it says 119th Summer Convention. Now, yeah. As the new president, you have to, and as a lifelong Elks member, you have to have a sense of that history, don't you?
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, our organization started in 1868. So as a national organization, what is that, 153, if I've done my math right? So each state association does their various things. Some are older, some are, but Montana's right up there. They were one of the original states to join. Not only do we have our national programs that our national foundation supports, the scholarships, the veterans, the youth activities, but then each state has their own state major project that they support. So some examples, the ones I know about, and there's many, many others, but like Idaho does rehabilitation. The state of Oregon is the KCI Institute with the Elks Children's Hospital, Montana takes care of the rural volunteer firefighters. And look around us today, you see all the smoke, and boy, they could sure use the help that this state is providing for that protection equipment and stuff they need to do their jobs.
The Elks, would they be the same if they weren't all individualized like that?
I think it actually gives us more sense of community and unitedness. I mean, we're a national chartered organization. And, of course, by doing that, it gives us the 501c8 designation. And we're able to be just another cog in the wheel of the national organization. So it's able for the local communities to get our national programs out into the spotlight locally and see what we can do to serve our communities better.
Keith Mills is with us early on here. We are live at the 119th Summer Convention, the Montana State Elks Association at the Bighorn Resort here in Billings, Montana. Tom Schultz on Voices of Montana. What are some of your favorites? I mean, and I want to get into these a little bit because you guys do an awful lot of education. I pull up the elks.org, and you'll see something here on the front of it that talks about this, the little library with the lodge. I mean, there are various ways and multiple ways that organizations, the Elks organizations across the country, do education projects.
Oh, sure. Our biggest contributor probably is the CIP program you're seeing in their community investment program. And what those are is individual lodges can apply for grants from our Elks National Foundation. And these grants can be up to $10,000, and they can be perpetual, used 1 year, 2 years, whatever. They just got to keep reapplying. And this money can go straight into the communities for whatever we feel is a need, whether it's a youth program or a veterans program. We do a lot of veterans come home kits. The monies that we donate to the facilities like your veterans hospital, your veterans homes, just a vast, I mean, there is no limit to what we can provide philanthropy to.
Yeah, so. And then I think a little while ago we had some members from the Elks Association on, the state members, talking about the scholarship programs. And,
oh, yeah.
And it's vast, it's broad, and it's real. I mean, there's real scholarship money in that.
There is. We give out the most valuable student every year across the nation. That's a $50,000 to $80,000 scholarship that we hand out, as well as a lot of the local lodges hand out anywhere from 50 to 100 to 500 to a couple thousand locally, and then the district sometimes do stuff. The state has their things that we hand out, and then, of course, the state winners go on to the national level. And I think it's 25 that they have the national-wide that qualify to go back to the Youth Leader Week is what we call it. And just by getting an invitation to that, they're going to get a $5,000.
What kind of feedback do you get from those students that you're sponsoring? I know they go through high school, they go through their college career, and then they become Elks members. I mean, that's they're doing that. But what kind of feedback do you get from giving those kids an opportunity?
We started something a few years ago. It's called the Scholar Ambassadors, and it's basically made up of the kids that have had – I'm sorry, young adults. I shouldn't call them kids.
You're right.
The young adults that have been recipients of our scholarship programs. And they're actually giving back to us by volunteering in their communities to help out local Elks Lodges or other communities of something that they can do of trying to give back until they turn 21. And I couldn't tell you exactly the percentage of going on, but I know it's pretty high.
Yeah.
That they join the local lodges, and they're one of the main driving force of why these lodges are successful, just because it helped them succeed. And somebody told me a story the other day. There was a gentleman, this was probably 20, 30 years ago, and he received a $500 scholarship from one of the local Elks Lodges. And it's been 30 years. Next thing you know, he shows up on the lodge's steps, and he writes him a check for $500. And he says, you know what? That helped me out when I needed it. Now here's the $500 back. You can go out and help somebody else that needed it.
Yeah.
And that's what we're looking for, and that's just fantastic.
Well, and that's what makes America.
Yeah, it is. Fraternal organizations or civil-minded organizations, you know, everybody's struggling right now. I mean, we just went through a year that nobody's ever seen before, and our communities need our organizations more than ever right now. And if there's something that we can do to fulfill or make somebody's life a little bit better, then that's what we're about. And, you know, you want to save thousands, but if you save one, that's what we're after. I mean, the drug awareness program, the veteran stuff, it just goes on and on and on.
And that's kind of one of the things that I'm curious about. Keith Mills with us, the national president, newly elected. As you mentioned, you will be going out and meeting with these various Elks organizations across the country. And, you know, there's a vast difference. People are people in a large degree, but there's a vast difference for people from the inland Northwest to the, you know, West Coasters and East Coasters and then the Heartland kind of. What are you anticipating? And obviously, the discussion is going to center around, you know, what happened to us this last year and how we heal from that and that sort of thing. But what's your anticipation of the conversation with these Elks organizations across the country?
Well, first and foremost, I mean, and I don't want to make this sound selfish or nothing, but we've got to take care of our own facilities first. If we don't have a strong base, it's hard for us to go out and do the things that we need to do. So I think our first small focus was we did a fantastic job, the officers of our local lodges this past year, being able to keep their doors open as much as they could and still be able to do the community projects they needed to do. And this next year, I know that our Elks National Foundation has allocated $39.8 million to go across this nation to fund our projects that we're doing. And it's up to the local Elks Lodges to facilitate how that money is going to be spent.
That's a ton of money, Keith.
It's a ton of money. And the Elks National Foundation started years ago with a $100,000 grant, and it's grown into what it is today. And we're able to not spend the principal and just spend the income off of that and to enhance everything that we do and touch.
The nation is divided in a lot of ways. Civic organizations, whatever their politics are, they come together for certain purposes.
You are correct. Depending on where Elks Lodges are, you know, don't want to get into politics because that's not what we're about. But depending on where your lodges are located, obviously the views are going to be different. Mm-hmm. But it's so reassuring that no matter where you go, we all have the same common goal and the same common path that we're all headed down. And that is refreshing that you can just put aside the world for a little bit and focus on what needs to be done in your communities.
I've got about a minute left here.
Sure.
What's your vision for as a national leader? And again, maybe that's in context of the pandemic as well. But what are you bringing, Keith?
Well, a lot of it rolls down to, like I said earlier, we need to focus on ourselves a little bit. And I don't want to be selfish or not, but if we don't have a strong base, then it's hard for us to go out and do our jobs. But at the same time, we can't forget what we're about and why we started this organization. And if we can go in and better the community and say and help one individual, then I believe we've succeeded. And I know that through our programs, we're going to help more than just one. And the letters of thank you and the appreciation stuff that we get across this nation is just overwhelming. And this is one of those organizations where you truly are going to get out more than what you put in. And it's been fantastic to myself and my family. My family members actually went through the rehab hospital in Boise. I had three of them that were a recipient of that. And just the sense of pride that you get in everything we do. I just can't explain it all in 20 20 minutes.
Have a great year. Good luck. Much success to you.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much for having me on this morning.
Keith
fantastic.
Prince is National President of the Elks Association. We'll continue here as next it's Laurel Lee Curran. We'll talk about some of these major projects across the state of Montana on Voices of Montana. 5,000 Montana Elk members. Not all of them are here, but a ton of them are, and we are broadcasting live today at the big 19th Summer Convention. That's a lot of years. And we just heard from Keith Mills, the national president, about the National Foundation. I think he said it was near $40 million that they anticipate utilizing this year and handing out to different lodges. Part of that will come to Montana and go out to various projects. There's 26 lodges across the state of Montana. That doesn't necessarily mean that there's 26 organizations and only 26 projects going on. It's varied. I know it's varied. The state major project chairwoman, Laurel Lee Curran, is with us. She's from Deer Lodge. The incoming project chairman, Dave Elmore, also with us from Missoula First. Laurel Lee, how are you doing?
Good morning.
Thank you for
great.
Being here. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
And David.
Good morning.
Yeah, what's going on with you?
Not much. Coming over here to to see all the people and do some business and talk about Elks.
Laurel's handing you the reins. Laurel Lee,
yes.
I should say.
You're fine.
Yeah, yeah. So what is she handing you?
The state major project. We raise money for rural and volunteer fire departments. You know, the small communities don't have a lot of tax base to keep their fire departments going. And so we raise money to do that, and we provide grants.
Laurel Lee, there's a huge need out there for that, isn't there?
There is. We have over 348 volunteer fire departments in the state of Montana.
348?
Strictly volunteer.
What kind of assistance are they looking for? What kind of assistance are they helping with?
The applications that we receive are for, like, gloves, fire guns, cones, signs that they need to put out around their equipment.
Mm-hmm. Radio batteries.
Water gear, fire suits, hats, masks, all kinds of different things and tools.
They're obviously underfunded in a lot of ways,
aren't they? Terribly, yeah, terribly. We gave some radio batteries to Superior Fire Department this year, and $600 for a few batteries, and they don't last. So they've gone through and they recycle them. So we provided those, and they were so appreciative that we could give them something like that.
What's the sense of contributing to your society like that for Elks members, Laurel Lee?
It's a very satisfying feeling to be able to help the fire departments, even down to the little kids when they go to visit the fire departments and get tours or whatever. And so it's very satisfying.
Dave, how long has this been a major project for the Elks?
This has just been 3 years, this project. Before that, we supported rural hospitals with NICU beds or whatever it was. Right. And so this is kind of a new thing for us, but it's going really well. I think they need stuff. They just need help.
Rural hospitals, another area of critical need in our areas of Montana. So how do fire departments then, do you guys reach out to them, Laurel Lee? Or?
We have an application that goes out in September, and it's due by the end of December. And they can email them, mail them in to the chairperson, and then we disperse funds as needed.
So how long do your projects last? I mean, this one's in its third year. I suppose you help rural hospitals maybe about the same. I don't know. And then what's on the horizon?
A long time. Yeah. Rural hospitals we did for 15 years, I believe.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
This all started in the 60s, I understand.
In the 60s, yeah.
For major projects?
Yeah.
We had a mobile van that went around, and they gave hearing tests to kids so they could get hearing aids or speech therapy or whatever they needed.
What's the new – well, not that this is – you have to switch things up, but the pandemic has forced us to sort of rethink a lot of things out there. And I'm sure that's the same. Keith Mills, national president, just sort of addressed that to a certain degree, wanting to make sure the foundation is strong. Dave, there's still obviously a big need, so you're continuing this project for the rural firefighters. But that's not the only area where you guys help.
Oh, no, where Elks is involved in so many things. Elks National Foundation is huge. They provide tons of money, scholarships, and, you know, you name it, veterans, youth activities. I mean, you name it.
And this is unique to Montana.
Yes, this is unique to Montana. This is our Montana Association project.
What goes into the thinking behind evaluating these needs and determining how you're able to help?
Need.
I mean, really, that's when we had the discussions of what we were going to do with this project. It was strictly need. How well funded are they? And we decided the fire departments are not funded very well, and so that was what we chose.
And Laurel Lee, you look around, you get to meet a lot of great people too when you're doing this, and look what they're doing now.
Yes.
And they've been doing this for years. We're talking about the smoke in the skies and the public service that they provide. Thank you guys for doing what you do for our communities, for our firefighters. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Had a little fun here too, okay?
Okay.
we'll try.
Yeah. That's Laurel Lee Curran from Deer Lodge, and also Dave Elmore from the Missoula. A Hellgate Lodge, right on his shirt, 383. We'll take a break, and Maureen Wall will be up next after these headlines from Brian Bennett.
Montana is at the highest level of firefighting preparedness, meaning it is first in line for access to national resources. Governor Greg Gianforte declared a wildfire emergency Wednesday, allowing him to deploy the National Guard to assist in firefighting. He also declared a drought emergency. Montana's watercraft inspectors have intercepted a record number of boats carrying aquatic invasive mussels this year, with nearly half of the boating season remaining. This year's total so far is 41, while the previous record was 35 in all of last year. The Montana Department of Corrections announced Thursday it will begin a system-wide restructuring that will take several months to complete. No jobs will be eliminated, while new posts, including a chief financial office, will be repurposed from existing vacancies. The department staffs 1,300 employees, oversees 17 state-contracted facilities, as well as 4 state-owned facilities, and has custody or supervision over more than 15,000 people. With Montana News Headlines, I'm Brian Bennett.
All right, we talked about the national level, got down to the local level, the statewide level on major projects. Now let's talk about our veterans. Maureen Wall is with us as we're back live at the 119th Summer Convention. A lot of years, civic organization, the Elks Association, the Montana State Elks, and Tom Schultz back here at Voices of Montana. Maureen, how are you?
I'm good, and it's so nice to meet you in person.
Yes, we've nice to meet
talked
you.
Before.
We have, and we caught up on a lot of things, and there's so much need in Montana to service our veterans. How and why are the Elks serving?
The Elks actually started working with veterans decades ago. The Elks actually built the first infield hospital that was the model for the MASH units.
Oh, wow.
And they built the first hospital. So there's been a long history.
Yeah.
And our primary focus in Elks is veterans and youth, and then, of course, other things as well. But we have a very strong veterans program in the state and at the local level as well with the lodges.
What kind of things are you doing?
We sponsor stand downs, which provide service to homeless veterans. We provide monthly complimentary dinners to veterans and their families. We provide all kinds of emergency assistance. We support Valor House, which is a transitional housing for homeless in Missoula. And we also, through that program, provide outings, and we've supplied new computers and different kinds of things. So it's pretty much meeting the need, whatever it is, wherever it is.
And there is almost too much need out there for our veterans.
There is.
Yeah.
A few years ago, I had some statistics, and there were over 100,000 veterans in the state of Montana. That's like a tenth of our population. And then there were going to be about 18,000 active duty that were going to be reintegrating into their communities. So we've done such things as putting on a whole weekend of job training, giving them resources and that kind of thing, and paying all of their expenses so that they could afford to come. The younger ones who are transitioning back into their communities have additional problems that we are adjusting to meet, particularly PTSD.
Yeah.
And so the VA has a mobile veterans center. There are four of them that go to travel each area of the state. And through that, it allows veterans to they use telemedicine. They can get counseling, all those kinds of things. So the Elks have a passion for our veterans. And at the local lodge level, that continues.
It's so appreciated, too. I know it by from the veterans organizations and that sense of patriotism that comes with that as well. All that you do, we're going to come back and chat with you a little bit more. I want to talk about patriotism among the organization. And we'll be back with more here on Voices.
Voices of Montana continues right after this.
The fastest hour in Montana radio continues. Call 1-866-627-5483 and join Montana's statewide radio talk show, Voices of Montana, with Tom Schultz.
Always great to get out. We're live on location, Big Horn Resort. Like I say, I've not been to the reef yet. I wonder if Glenn, you've been out in the swimming pool yet?
I have not been out to the swimming pool yet. Unfortunately, it's being remodeled and... So we're not going to get to use it.
Yeah, that's you'd be there right now. I know if
I would.
Glenn Christensen is with us, and again, welcome back, all. It's Tom Schultz from Montana for Montana, Voices of Montana. A lot of things on the docket for today at this 119th summer convention here in Billings for the 5,000 members, 26 lodges across the state, 660,000 Elks members nationwide. Man, Glenn, that's a big organization.
It's a very big organization. It's one of the largest fraternal organizations in the country. It's also one of the oldest fraternal organizations in the country. We're a little over 150 years old and still going strong.
Yeah, 1868 is what your national leader said.
Correct.
There's some things to talk about, and we always like to get in touch with the local lodges. This is from Great Falls, KQDI country. Kind of want to talk about what you're doing there. And then also Neil, who can't be with us at the moment, a lot of recruiting going on. But catch us up to date on the need and how the Elks are filling some of that need in the Great Falls community.
Well, what we're really focused on in Great Falls this year is we're focused a lot on the youth side of activities as well as our veteran side of activities. We've identified a very big need, a lot of homeless teenagers. Right now in Great Falls, there's over 300 homeless teenagers just in the area of Great Falls. So we've made that one of our focus points this year. We are working with the Youth Alliance for Youth and Youth Resource Center to reach out to these kids and provide some mentorship as well as some funding to help them stay in school and just kind of give them a sense of normalcy as much as we can.
My jaw dropped a little bit. 300 homeless teenagers. I know homelessness is an issue, and there are varying levels of homelessness, but mentorship. That gets personal, doesn't it?
It gets very personal, very personal. When we reach out to these kids, in their normal day-to-day life, in their home life, there was probably some kind of addiction issues, things like that. So they didn't have a good, strong, positive role model. Well, as Elks, that's one of the things that I think we do very well. We try to be leaders in our community. We try to set a good example for everybody. So that gives us the opportunity to be a positive role model and a mentor to all of these kids.
That's a big task, though. When you take that on as a local organization, a lot of discussion has to go into that, and a lot of people have to raise their hands and say, I'm not only in, I'm all in on it.
Yep, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. The members of our lodge have really stepped up and embraced this program. It connects with everybody in our lodge, because if we're a positive role model for these kids, we're building a better community, we're building a stronger community, we're building a safer community. So when we reach out to these kids and we give them guidance, we hope that that'll carry on to the next generation and the generation after that. So it's a building block process.
Do you dig in and try to find out and address maybe some root causes? I know you guys deal with mental health issues and drug addiction. That's going to be a root cause. Or do you just say, look, we're going to do what we can do and just get out there and help? What's the process of developing a plan to help the 300 homeless teenagers in the Great Falls area?
Well, the first thing we had to do is identify the problem. Mm-hmm. Once we identified the problem, then we reached out to other organizations within our community that were already in touch with these kids. Once we found that, then we started developing a plan and developing an action plan to take care of the issue, to help address the issue.
Right, yeah. And so you have to work with local authorities on this, too.
Correct. We do work with local authorities. We work with state mental health people. Again, the Alliance for Youth Youth Resource Center, who provide an amazing facility for these homeless kids. They've got a facility where the kids can come in and get a hot meal. They can get boxes of food. They can take a shower. They can work on their schoolwork. There's computers and stuff for them. So it's a great partnership between us and the Alliance for Youth.
Wow. Thanks for doing this. Thanks for picking up that need.
You bet.
I just can't imagine our communities without people. And I put a lot of faith in people. I'm an optimist. But reaching out and doing what they do. Glenn Christensen is with us here from the Great Falls Elks Lodge. Neil not able to make it, but Neil's been a heck of a recruiter for you guys, huh?
Neil has been a great recruiter for us. He finished number 5 in the nation last year. And if we could have gotten all of his people that he had signed up, initiated into the lodge, he would have finished number 2 in the nation. Now, this guy could sell anything. I mean, he's just an amazing salesman. But he also believes in the Elks process and the Elks organization, and his big speech for everybody is, you got to believe in God and country. If you believe in God and country, you're the perfect Elk.
Yeah, was just talking with Waureen a little while ago. She's the veterans chairperson, and talked about feeling that need as well. We didn't get a chance to address it a little bit, but you guys also do an awful lot in the area of Americanism and patriotism. Why?
Well, we are a truly American-only organization. The Elks are only in the United States. We put our country first. We believe in our country. We believe in our flag. Again, it's all about building a stronger community, stronger country. That's just – it's been that way in the Elks since day one.
I've got to talk about Ellison Graham. She's the national hoop shoot champion for the 8 and 9-year-olds, and she also won the Getty Powell Award for the best girl shooter in the entire nation. Was she taking lessons from you?
She didn't get them from me. She is an amazing little girl. She stands about 4 foot tall. When she went to nationals, she made 49 out of 50 free throws. The girl is amazing. She spends at least 1 hour a day every day in the gym shooting free throws, and she's just an inspiration.
Yeah.
She's an amazing girl.
Was that a hot streak, or no. Any day of the week she'll
any
go out?
Any day of the week. Any day of the week.
That's
she's
incredible.
Just amazing.
So how much fun was it to have this national hoop champion from the Great Falls Lodge?
It was huge. When we were at Grand Lodge in Tampa last week, and they showed her video and recognized our lodge, 214, the applause was amazing.
Oh, cool.
To have somebody from Montana win a national championship like this, now she gets to have her name placed in the Naismith Hall of Fame in Massachusetts, the Basketball Hall of Fame. She will have her name permanently placed in there. And she was more excited about going to the one of the museums there, a doll museum or something that. She didn't care too much about getting her name in the Hall of Fame.
She can shoot 49 free throws out of 50 any day.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, her parents are both coaches for Belt, so she's had a little bit of a background in basketball, but She's taken it to another level. She's an amazing young lady.
That's really cool. And then this is, I mean, a sense of pride for the Great Falls Lodge as well. But it's sort of every day. That's the kind of business you guys try to engage in.
Absolutely.
Is inspiring people.
Absolutely. When we have something like this going on, our national hoop shoot competition, we start in the local schools. And usually they'll start in their PE class. They'll have a competition. Then we move to the local level. We take the kids from all the schools, and we'll have a local competition. Then they move to the district level, which is all the schools around, even the outlying areas around Great Falls. Then they go to the state level in, I believe, Livingston. And from there, they go to South Dakota to a regional. And then from there, they go to Chicago for nationals.
Yeah.
So we're talking – anywhere, I think they said about 10,000 kids participate across the country each year. So
when Shelley Stay comes in next, she's from Deer Lodge. Are you going to say, hey, you know, Ellison's from our lodge?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's bragging rights then, right?
It is bragging rights. Absolutely. We are so proud of her, and it is. It's a feather in our cap.
Well,
and we don't let the other lodges forget that either.
There you go. That's part of it too, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, yep. Thanks for what you do. Thanks
you
for
bet.
Stopping by.
Thank
too.
You.
Appreciate
it.
Glenn Christensen from Montana for Montana's Voices of Montana. All right, we're going to continue on here at the 119th Summer Convention. That's a lot of years. I mean, that's a three-digit summer convention thing going on there,
really?
Shelley. Yeah. Shelley Stay is it Stay?
Sty.
Sty, pardon me. That's right. Deer Lodge, Elks Lodge, and all the philanthropy across the nation, across the state. We talked with Laurel Lee and about the, you know, supporting the firefighters, supporting the veterans. Glenn, because he's bragging. He's bragging about Ellison Graham there.
Oh, yeah.
So Deer Lodge, what's Deer Lodge bragging about?
Oh, my gosh. Deer Lodge Elks. We're an amazing group of people. We're 190 plus.
Wow.
We've been around since 1948, and we have donated since we've been organized in 1948 over $1 million. And that's a lot of funds from a small community. And Deer Lodge is a prison town, so we have a captive audience. So I like saying that. But
I'm laughing. I am. I'm laughing for you. Yeah.
So we have a beautiful lodge. A lot of folks come in, tour our lodge. We did have a two-story lodge. And back on Halloween, we were having a Friday night dinner here. Was it 03, 02, somewhere in there, and our ceiling started to.
Yeah.
And we decided, oh, we need a new lodge.
Yeah, on Halloween, you thought, oh, my, what's happening?
I know.
Out there, right?
Yeah. And so we have a new lodge as of 2005. It is.
Oh, cool.
It's one story, it's beautiful, and it is the apple of our town.
It gives people that sense of community, too, you know, our organization, new place, and then you get fired up to do stuff, don't you?
We do. We are. We host a lot of class reunions. Sadly, we also host celebrations of life and wedding receptions, and we do a lot of great things in our community. Our community is really about our veterans and our children, and we do a lot of great things. We host an annual Easter egg hunt from start to finish this year. When the Easter bunny blew the horn, we were done and with their stuff in 16 minutes. Took us an hour to put the eggs
I've
out.
Seen that. Yeah.
Gone in 16 minutes. Tables put away.
That's fun.
We do an annual track meet for the six schools.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
The high schools or the elementary schools?
The junior high.
Yeah, junior highs, yeah.
We had a beautiful Easter egg hunt. Weather was beautiful. This year, 2 weeks later, we did the track meet, and it was freezing.
Good. Yeah. Snow and cold. Yeah.
Yes. Again, great schools. The kids were phenomenal, and our volunteers.
190 people in your, you know. So, but they have to raise their hand to do these things.
And we couldn't have our lodge if it wasn't for our members. And we do not have any paid employees at our lodge. So it is all about our members. We have a bar manager. We have a kitchen manager. Great officers.
And that's how you put together your vets dinners.
Yes, right? We do. We do a vets dinner every year, free of charge. Last year due to COVID, we still did the veterans dinner, but we did call in and we delivered.
Aww.
We served over 150-plus meals to our communities. Believe it or not, Montana has the biggest population of veterans in the nation, and I'm very proud of that, being a veteran myself.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, very proud. We also do something new to Veterans Day. We have a quilting club that within our lodge, and they donate quilts to our veterans.
And they put a lot of care into those, too, don't they?
Beautiful work. Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful work. And Virginia Harrison, Barb Johnson, Jan Bender, they spearhead that, and they do a beautiful job.
I want to talk about Hooked on Fishing. We got maybe about 30 seconds here, so I don't want to forget that. That seems fun.
Hooked on Fishing is something we've been doing with, I want to say it's our fifth grade class, and we've been doing it for 20-plus years. And it takes 3 days. What our volunteers come in, they teach the kids how to cast, how to put worms on it? Is it bait?
Yep, bait.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
Bait, get the poles ready, and if the young children do not have one, we will donate one for them to use during that day. And then we take them out on a Friday to our local ponds, if it's Chillicott's Pond or Racetrack Pond, and we take them out fishing for the whole day, and we feed them hot dogs. And
that lasts a lifetime. That experience lasts a lifetime.
It does, and we have a beautiful wall of thank you notes throughout the years. All four of my children have been involved in Hooked on Fishing, now my grandchildren.
Oh, so
it's a great
cool
thing to your lodge.
Thank you for doing what you do, Shelley.
Thanks,
appreciate
Tom. I appreciate it.
Yep.
Thank you.
That wraps it up. We'll see you guys on Monday.
You've been listening to Voices of Montana. Comments and opinions heard are those of the host or callers, and not necessarily those of this station, sponsors, or Northern News Network. Join us Monday through Friday at 9:06 for Voices of Montana.